This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizing Report on resisting deportations. And the new orders being rolled out by the Trump administration targeting immigrants and possibly Muslims and others. Many have pointed out that we are now going to be creating secret communities unprotected by usual law and order, victimized by employers and wage theft, susceptible to human trafficking, and devolving into slums. Bill Quigley, professor at Loyola Law School, a longtime friend and comrade, recently provided 11 ways that people are resisting deportations around the country, and I thought it worth sharing, so here they are. Here are 11 recent examples of how people are directly resisting. 1, blocking vehicles of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. A coalition of undocumented immigrants, faith leaders, and other allies blocked a bus in San Francisco, which was full of people scheduled for deportation. Other buses were blocked in Arizona and Texas. People blocked streets outside of ICE facilities in Los Angeles. 2, people have engaged in civil disobedience inside border highway checkpoints to deter immigration checks. People have called neighbors to warn them that ICE is in the neighborhood and held up signs on highways that ICE is checking cars ahead. 3, cities refusing to cooperate with immigration enforcement and targeting. Hundreds of local governments have policies limiting cooperation with immigration enforcement. 4, colleges and universities are declining to cooperate with immigration authorities and declare themselves sanctuary campuses. Dozens of schools have declared themselves sanctuary campuses, and over 100 more considering some form of resistance to immigration enforcement. 5, churches sheltering and protecting immigrants scheduled for deportation in their sanctuary. Over a dozen churches are already doing this, with hundreds more considering sanctuary. The Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles declared itself a sanctuary diocese in December 2016 and pledged to defend immigrants and others targeted for their status. 6, detained people demanding investigation into illegal actions. Over 400 detained immigrants in Broward County, Florida, wrote and publicized a letter to government officials challenging the legality and conditions of their confinement. 7, divesting from stocks of private prisons. Private prison companies CCA and GEO have pushed for building more prisons for immigrants and have profited accordingly. Columbia University became the first university to divest from companies which operate private prisons. 8, lawyers have volunteered to defend people facing deportation. People with lawyers are much less likely to be deported, yet only 37% of people have an attorney, and of those already in jail, the percentages drop to 14%. Los Angeles has created its own fund to provide legal aid to those facing deportation. Other groups like the American Bar Association recruit and train volunteer lawyers to help. Know Your Rights sessions are also very helpful. Here are CAR, Know Your Rights manuals, materials for Muslims. Here are Know Your Right materials for immigrants from the National Immigration Law Center. 9, restaurants declaring themselves safe space sanctuaries for undocumented and LGBT workers. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that 25% of workers in restaurants are Latino. 10, sit-ins at elected and appointed officials at government buildings. Bodegas have gone on strike. 11, social self-defense. Jeremy Brecher pointed out that decades ago, communities in Poland organized themselves into loose voluntary networks called Communities for Self-Defense to resist unjust government targeting. This opens resistance in many new forms in addition to the ones identified above, including setting up text networks for allies to come to the scene of ICE deportation raids, to document and hopefully stop the raids, identifying and picketing homes of particularly aggressive ICE leaders, providing medical, legal, and financial assistance to help shelter people on the run from authorities, and boycotting businesses and politicians that cooperate with ICE. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.